My name is Savannah Jean. As Martha mentioned, I am the Lecture Series Coordinator for this year. I am Navajo, originally from Pinon, Arizona, and I'm just going to introduce myself in Navajo as I've been taught to do. Yat e she Savannah Jean Yanishka. Kotoni Nishlo, Shkanzo, Bashishin, Tkatna Satin Dashache, Dog, Lizatlana Dashana, Beg e Bahadzan Denasha, Ekutta Sanishlan. The lecturers we have here today are Ken Lucera, who is the Assistant Tribal Administrator for the Zia Pueblo. He has been active with the tribe since 1999, and he's been working with numerous health-related programs. He serves on several boards with the IHS and within the Zia Pueblo.
Thank you, Savannah. Thank you and welcome. Again, my name is Ken Lucero. I am from Zia Pueblo, the Assistant Tribal Administrator. I'd like to acknowledge two of my tribal members that are here today and welcome them and thank you for being here to support me. Zia Sun Symbol, Patenting the Sacred. Ever since the Zia Sun Symbol has been removed from its place on a sacred pot used by religious societies within the Zia Pueblo, the Zia name and symbol has been exploited for personal gain and private use. Across the state of Zia, the Zia name and symbol has been used on t-shirts, buildings, and businesses that offer anything from pest control, plumbing, window cleaning, and portable toilets. This is a far cry from the intent of the symbol and its use by the owners, the Pueblo of Zia. What I'd like to present with you today is a little bit of background of how the Zia Sun Symbol came to be in such public use by the state of New Mexico and the United States. We'd like to give a background about where the symbol originated, how it got on the state flag, and a little bit of discussion about the commercialization of the symbol. From there, I'd like to talk a little bit about the efforts that the tribe has made through the legislative process to get acknowledgement from the state of that the symbol was taken inappropriately and that the tribe has never really fully been compensated for the use of its symbol. From there, I'd like to then talk about a little bit about the federal process and some acts that have taken place in the past years that address the trademarking issue, copyrighting and patenting. From there, once we get into the cultural significance of the sun symbol. Around 1200 AD, the Zia people established a tribe just 35 miles to the northwest of present-day Albuquerque. They arrived from the Four Corners region. In the 1920s, the sun symbol ceremonial pot was smuggled out of the Pueblo and wound up in the lab of anthropology in Santa Fe. And this is where Dr. Harry Miera, a prominent physician and archaeologist, worked. In 1925, the sun symbol was introduced as part of a newly designed state flag. The Daughters of the American Revolution held a contest with $25 as the grand prize. Now, during the process, about 165 state flags were submitted to be used as the new state flag. After the top designs were selected, they were put on display at the Museum of Fine Arts in Santa Fe, where the public was given the opportunity to vote for the final design. The New Mexico's current flag, featuring the Zia Sun symbol, emerged from the process as the overwhelming favorite. Sponsors of other designs lobbied aggressively for their flags, but the state legislature nevertheless approved the DAR's top choice, and the bill adopting the new flag was signed by Governor Arthur Hannett. Again, the winning flag was designed by Harry Miera, a prominent Santa Fe physician and archaeologist who worked for the Laboratory for Anthropology. In the design, Miera located a red sun symbol in the center of the field of gold. Now, all sources acknowledge that the symbol was copied directly from a late 19th century or early 20th century pot collected from Zia Pueblo. Now, originally when Dr. Miera submitted his state flag design, he actually had included the face that's depicted on the pot, as you see it, with the eyes, the mouth, and the little flecks of hair that you see in the middle. It had always had the four rays that emanated from the pot. When the final selection came down to it, the Daughters of the American Revolution felt that it was a little too busy, and so they asked Dr. Mira to modify his submission. And what the end result is what you see here on the display and what you see on the state flag of New Mexico. Now, all accounts of the flag, including the state's official blue book, thus explicitly acknowledge the origins of the design as an ancient symbol of the Zia people, symbolizing the sun. Some accounts explicitly acknowledge that the symbol is sacred to the Pueblo. Note also that the state's official salute to the flag provides a similar acknowledgement of the origin. I salute the flag of the state of New Mexico and the Zia symbol of perfect friendship among united cultures. This recognition of authorship is also fully evident in the common practices of referring to the symbol as the Zia. Finally, it can be noted that the people of Zia were never, by any documented accounts, consulted about the use of the symbol, and the people of Zia have apparently consistently expressed reservations about the popular use of the symbol. I found several references to this in the literature, including an account by John Sinclair in the August 1963 issue of New Mexico Magazine. Sinclair explained here that a governor of New Mexico at one point elected to personally present an official state flag to the Pueblo and was told after ceremonies acknowledging his gift that the Zia were not pleased with the popular appropriation of this symbol. Now, the adoption of the state flag also was not without its controversy. As a matter of fact, state flag and its creation was, and the Zia symbol, was considered a symbol of a heathen and barbaric race. The overwhelming majority of the flag submittals felt that not only was the symbol from a heathen of barbaristic tribe, but also that the colors, the red and the yellow, that came from the Spanish nation was from a decadent nation. So a lot of the other members of the state of New Mexico that felt that their flag symbol and their flags were much better really had a hard time accepting the fact that they had a diverse culture here in the state of New Mexico. And again, there was not a whole lot of positive response from the general population. However, fortunately or unfortunately, the Senate and the House did agree to adopt the state flag, and it was adopted by the state of New Mexico in 1925. Now, what is the meaning of the Zia sun symbol? The New Mexico's distinctive insignia, the Zia sun symbol, which originated with the Indians of the Zia Pueblo in ancient times, it professes to this four, the sacred number of Zia, and the figure is composed of a circle from which four points radiate. These points are made up of four straight lines of varying length, personifying the number most often used by the giver of all good gifts. To the Zia people, the sacred number is embodied in the earth, with its four directions in the year, with its four seasons in the day, with sunrise, noon, and evening, and night, and in life, with its four divisions, childhood, youth, manhood, and old age. Everything is bound together in a circle of life, which is represented by the middle circle, without a beginning and without an end. The Zia believe, too, that in the four prominent groupings of the symbol, that there is a great brotherhood of all things, that man has four sacred obligations. He must develop a strong body, a clear mind, a pure spirit, and a devotion to the welfare of his people. Now, ever since back in the 1925, when the state appropriated the sun symbol, there has been numerous attempts by the tribe to legislatively acknowledge that the symbol was taken from the Zia Pueblo and to ask for some type of compensation and at the very least acknowledgement that the symbol was taken from the Zia people. Dating back to 1994, House Bill 544 asked that the state legislature compensate Zia Pueblo for use of the Zia sun symbol in the amount of $45 million. Also in 1944, Joint Memorial 28 acknowledged that the Zia sun symbol is an ancient symbol of the Zia people and that the Zia never authorized its use. Unfortunately, the legislators, both House Bill 544 or Joint Memorial 28, never made it past the Senate. The tribe revived its efforts in 1995 and also in 1999 to have acknowledgement given for the use of its sun symbol, and also this time asking for an increase in compensation to the Pueblo in the amount of $74 million. In 1999, House Bill 107 asked that the tribe receive $1 million for every year that the state used the symbol inappropriately without proper authorization. And I guess, as all we all know, that's not happened either. So I wanted to share a little bit of a statement in support of the legislation for the Zia sun symbol. The Pueblo of Zia supports legislation which would compensate the Pueblo for the unauthorized use by the state of New Mexico of its ancient and revered sun symbol. A few years ago, our elders became deeply concerned about the unauthorized use of our ancient symbol and asked tribal leaders to safeguard its use. Our leaders are concerned that the religious and traditional meaning of the Zia sun symbol is lessened by its casual use. Our Pueblo has begun taking steps to protect and preserve its sun symbol. In a trademark trade name case involving Colston International Corporation, located in Alamogordo, New Mexico, the Pueblo has challenged that company's proposed use of the symbol. This issue is presently pending before the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. The Pueblo intends to support its position vigorously and will continue to be alert for other such proposed uses by other private businesses. It is unchallenged that the Zia sun symbol has been, since ancient times, indigenous to the Pueblo of Zia. In 1925, again as a result of the contest mounted by the Daughters of the American Revolution, the Zia sun symbol emerged as the overwhelming favorite of that of the state flag. Additional efforts made by the tribe through tribal resolutions has also exerted its efforts to try and maintain the ownership of the sun symbol. In 1999, Resolution 99-09 adopted formal recognition by the Pueblo of Zia sun symbol as the official tribal insignia for the government of Zia, as well as exceptionally significant religious and cultural symbol to the Pueblo of Zia. Now, the reason that this was done is at the time, there was, in 1998, President Clinton signed a bill banning the trademarking of all official tribal insignia. The only downfall is that anyone could still use this insignia, but no one could claim exclusive commercial use of these insignias. Representatives of the U.S. Patent and Trade Office were meeting at the time in Albuquerque. And at that time, it was the first concerted effort by tribes across the United States to maintain ownership of their sacred objects and their tribal insignias. What we've attempted in the past and things that we've talked about is not, I don't think that we're actually talking about, you know, Governor Richardson hand over a check for $74 million. We don't think that's appropriate, and then have our tribal members get in line and for per capita distributions. What we more have in mind is a solution that is all across culture. You know, when anybody is injured or anybody is harmed in any way, what is the means of righting that wrong? It's all been done, and it is being done through monetary compensation. And so this was the way that we felt would most effectively help us to right the wrong. And again, it's not about getting the check from the state, but it's about maybe accessing services, increasing the level of services that we have there on the tribe. We have a lot of needs for increased health services. We have a lot of needs for care for our elderly. We have needs for housing and for tutoring, for courts, probation officers, you name it. Everything that you see in the city of Albuquerque, there's a need for that in the Pueblo of Zia. It is its own community, and so we're looking to use those resources to improve the lives of our individuals and for the community in general.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming, and thank you, Ken, for coming, and Pam. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.